all the coffee you wanted. There was movies every night, different movies. Coffee was around the clock. Anytime you want to eat, it was open.
Sounds nice.
Yes.
Yep.
There was only about 220 sailors aboard that huge thing. Then one day, aboard a tanker, we fueled ships on both sides from daybreak till nighttime, mm-hmm. on both sides, all day long. Mm-hmm. We fueled carriers, destroyers, battleships, destroyers, everything, all day.
Supply ships?
Pardon me?
Supply ships?
Yes, everything, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no smoking.
I wouldn't think so.
No, unless you were taking a shower, you can smoke.
Except it wouldn't stay lit.
No, because you open up the fuel, you're empty, you're sitting way up high.
Yeah.
They got the tank covers open for ventilation, and you can see the fumes coming out. One little spark, and you're gone.
Well, what did guys do that were smokers?
Take a shower.
A lot. They were the cleanest guys on board.
Yeah, that's right. Or you had to quit smoking.
Yeah.
You know. No, but you cannot smoke up the top side. No. No, with a fume, you could just see the fumes.
Oh, you can imagine.
And just,
yeah.
Smoking, when we're full of fuel, you could smoke on top deck, nothing wrong.
But?
Yeah.
When it was exposed. You're empty.
Mm-hmm. Open the hatches, and the hatches go down about 5-6 stories down.
Really?
Yes.
So part of where the fuel was stored was underwater when you were at your heaviest.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like I say, you're on the deck, you mm-hmm. can put your hand over the railing, you can touch the ocean, the water. But when you're empty...
You're way up there.
Yes.
Yeah.
4 stories high, 3 stories high when you're empty.
Now, I know, but it's just as extreme when you're full. To imagine reaching over a ship and being able to touch the water. That's that's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me this. I know you made this 32-day crossing. Did you ever have a frightening situation where... You were trailed by enemy ships?
No. That was peacetime. That was 1949.
True.
And we were the last ships. In 1949, I was there in March. April, we left Tsingtao, China, the last port before falling to the communist.
Mm-hmm.
We left the one day. The following day, the communists start shooting at the British ships.
Good
in
timing.
Tsingtao, China. Yeah. We knew it. We knew it was coming.
Right.
Yeah, but then that was all peacetime. There was no Korea War. That was in 49.
Yes.
Korea started the following year, 50.
Right.
1950.
Now, were you tempted to sign back up for 4 more years?
No, I signed up for 6 more years.
Oh, but something happened.
But before I made my last trip to go overseas, I had just met my future wife, Dorothy.
Yes.
And I asked her to marry me before I went overseas. But me being a sailor, like everybody here, is a girl in every port. I was just going to hit and run. I said, no. She said, you go overseas, I'll wait for you, if you're serious. So I went overseas, put my last hitch. And then I signed up the papers for 6 more years. Come home for liberty. I went in pretty bad shape. Next day, San Diego.
Oh, bad shape?
Bad shape, yeah. Seasick or something. Anyway,
okay.
They asked me to go to the office. All they needed was my little autograph.
Yep.
They had stacks of money. Shipping overpay, my leave rations. I never took leaves. It piled up and everything, all money. I said, no, I'm not signing. And the yeoman told me, he worked in the office, he told me, you have to sign here. I worked all night. I said, no, I don't have to. So he went and talked to the lieutenant commander, officer. He came over and said, Ramos, what's wrong with you? You have to sign. You made these people work all night. I said, no, sir, I don't have to sign.